Folks, it's time for Recovery Corner. Hello, my name is Mark, and I'm an alcoholic. And in Recovery Corner, I reach out to fellow 12-steppers who are struggling to stay clean and sober. And as always, I'm offering counsel to my temporary sponsee, George W. I don't even know where to start, George. We've all been on benders, but regular people just destroy their lives, not the world. As alcoholics, we realize, George, feelings aren't facts. Facts are facts, and here are some facts. Your approval rating is 34%. There are 2,406 Americans killed in Iraq. You are considering nuking Iran. You're firing people in your office. Your main advisor is a criminal, and he almost punched Stephen Colbert the other night. Because of your policies, there might not be any polar bears left. Polar bears left, you bastard. And I love polar bears. Crap. I'm sorry. I got to call my sponsor. Look, George W., your face is getting splotchy, and you're not fooling anyone. A friend of a friend of a guy I kind of knew a few years ago said he saw you in a bar in Austin with a runny nose, wearing dark glasses, a fake mustache, and a black cowboy hat, talking to a shot glass of bourbon saying, "I'm the decider. I'm deciding. It doesn't decide me. Who the f*** is Stephen Colbert?" And yes, it was one of those bars. Please, George W., enough is enough. Put the bottle down and step away from the Oval Office. Get to a meeting. God doesn't wake up and think he's you. Remember, keep the plug in the jug. There's no chemical solution to a spiritual problem. Bend your knees before you bend your elbow. Sorrow is looking back. Worry is looking forward. If we don't grow, we gotta go. It's alcoholism, not alcoholism. It works if you work it, so work it. You're worth it. Think, think, think. If you have one foot in yesterday, the other one in tomorrow, you're pissing all over today. Just trying to help.
Man.
Just trying to. I did say that, so you might have to bleep that. You know, I knew I said it. I think a little bleep doesn't hurt anybody.